But your grandparents must have been successful people.
Yes.
Successful business people.
Yeah, oh yeah.
So you had a privileged upbringing amongst Jewish people.
A nice upbringing.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say privileged, because, I mean, there were plenty of quite wealthy Jewish people at that time. I mean, you know, the sort of families that you take the Rapports, there used to be the...
the Rivlins?
The Rivlins, to some degree. Who's the other fella? Lived in Cathedral Road. Had Roth.
Roth Furnishing.
Roth Furnishing.
Yeah. Fligglestone.
I can remember, always sticks in my mind, Mr. Fligglestone was high and mighty.
Yeah.
Quite high and mighty. And it was like supposed to be a privilege to talk to him, if you like.
Yeah, been there.
Anyway, they had Roth Furnishing. I, a little later, bought a property in City Road right next to him. And I can remember him coming up to me and saying, "David, I wonder if you could do me a favour." I said, "Well, what's that?" He said, "I've got nowhere to park my car." Right? "And you've got the huge car park. Would you allow me to park in your car park?" And I said, "I wonder if you would have asked me that 30 years ago." But he did, and I became quite friendly with him, because you're in business, and suddenly you're in a reasonably good way.
Yeah.
And suddenly there's much more respect for you.
Yeah.